earlier this afternoon, about 2:30, 2:45, there was a contractor doing some work along Southwest Parkway and College Station, doing what we call directional boring, which allows them to go underneath the street to avoid doing a full excavation on a bore. And in the process, they hit one of our natural gas lines.
And if you can talk about what has to be done to stop the gas from going out in the air.
In a nutshell, there are one-way feeds and there are two-way feeds when it comes to natural gas lines. Two-way feed, picture two-way traffic on a street. One-way feed is just like a one-way street. It can only go one direction. This happens to be a one-way feed, which tends to complicate things a little bit. What we have to do now is we have to install a bypass line. This is our way of doing our best to avoid losing any customers. Our top priority is safety. We want to make sure the area is safe for area residents, as well as for our crews and for the emergency responders out here. Beyond that, we don't want to lose any customers. And so it's going to take a little while to install this bypass line because we have to get around the area that has been hit. And that just takes a little while to accomplish. And that's why the delay will take a little bit.
What y'all are doing with the bypass, that is a temporary solution then?
Correct. Yeah, the bypass line is a temporary solution. It's not a Band-Aid on a problem as much as it is a detour around the problem. And that way we can continue to maintain safe and reliable natural gas service to our residential and commercial customers that are downstream from this particular location. And then what we will do after the bypass line has been installed, we've made the area safe. Later on, our contractor, our Atmos Energy contractor, will come back and install or will fix the line that was hit in the first place.
I know it's a floating estimate subject to change, but what's the current prediction on when the neighborhood will reopen and the streets will be open again to traffic?
Well, obviously, safety is our top priority. We're not going to reopen anything until we make sure the area is safe for the residents that have been evacuated, and we appreciate their cooperation. We also appreciate the teamwork with emergency responders. We want to make sure that the area is absolutely safe first before we turn it back over to them. As far as estimates on time, a conservative estimate right now will be approximately 8 p.m., and again, that is a conservative estimate. My advice to area residents, anyone driving in the area, is just avoid Southwest Parkway, basically between Medina Street or Medina Drive all the way down to Welsh, or really all the way down to Weldon Road. Just avoid Southwest Parkway altogether.
Anything else that I missed?
I would just say, just for the sake of after the fact, if anybody smells natural gas, don't ever hesitate to call us.